This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 1st, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A North Korean family, which was preparing to escape to South Korea, was arrested and interrogated by members of the Ministry of State Security last month, reports DailyNK.com. The woman confessed to calling her husband a defector 9 times in the previous month, who added that, quote, attempting to defect and calling someone in South Korea are both severe crimes, end quote. In their reform of the criminal code in 2015, the North Korean authorities added the, quote, crime of making illegal international calls, end quote, that would result in a sentence of 1 year in a labor camp or up to 5 years in a labor reform camp. The North Korean agents had installed monitoring devices near the woman's house. After recording her conversations with her husband over 3 days, they arrested her during the middle of a call. Satellite imagery gathered by U.S. intelligence agencies indicates that North Korea is building new ballistic missiles at a factory just outside its capital, according to the Washington Post. The report follows last month's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, after which Trump hailed in a tweet that, quote, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, end quote. One of President's chief legal advisors, Jay Sekulow, has confirmed that the White House is absolutely committed to getting Pastor Andrew Brunson released from Turkey, where he has been in prison for almost 2 years, reports Fox News Channel.
I will tell you, the president has been incredibly engaged directly securing his release, and the president has told me on numerous occasions that the president is not resting until our client, Andrew Brunson, pastor for 23 years in Turkey, is returned to the United States.
Turkish President Erdogan firmly urged the U.S. to shift its attitude if it wanted to keep Turkey as a, quote, strong and sincere partner. You cannot make Turkey take a step back with sanctions. They need to know the following. We are not tied with an umbilical cord to the U.S., end quote. An Aeromexico plane with 101 people on board crashed in flames yesterday near an airport in northern Mexico, leaving 85 people injured, two of them critically, reports ABC. The pilot was trying to abort takeoff from Durango International Airport due to bad weather, but did so too late and crashed in an area of scrubland at the end of the runway. Former Democratic Senator Al Franken of Minnesota appears to be flirting with running for his old U.S. Senate seat after he resigned in disgrace over sexual harassment charges, reports WCCO-TV.
Will you run for office again?
If I say anything there, you'll put it in the story. So I don't know. I haven't ruled it out. I haven't ruled it out.
Sounds like the alumnus from Saturday Night Live is definitely going to run again. In a ruling that apparently conflicts with U.S. Supreme Court precedent, a 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a ban on, quote, anything that might resemble a prayer, end quote, at board meetings of a Southern California school district, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The lawsuit claimed that board members made comments such as, quote, God appointed us to be here, end quote. A teacher was thanked for, quote, placing God before herself, end quote. And they thanked a Christian pastor who gave an opening prayer for serving, quote, the Lord Jesus Christ, end quote. Robert Tyler, a legal counsel representing the Chino Valley Unified School District, said, quote, such an overbroad injunction is a clear violation of the right of private citizens to address their local representatives in public meetings and is dangerous to the First Amendment, end quote. Psalm 14:2 says, the Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Twitter suspended the account of Kathleen McKinley, a conservative pro-life blogger, despite not producing any evidence to substantiate its claim she abrogated Twitter policies, reports Life News. The two tweets that had been reported as so-called hateful were tweets about transgenderism being a mental disorder. Facebook announced yesterday that it has removed 32 inauthentic Instagram and Facebook profiles and pages which espouse left-wing political messages because the company believes they were part of a coordinated disinformation campaign, reports the Daily Caller. Chipotle Mexican Grill briefly closed down one of its restaurants in Powell, Ohio on Monday after a number of customers became sick, reports CNBC. The Delaware General Health District said it received 368 inquiries related to the outbreak and had delivered 33 stool sample kits to people who reported they were ill. An inspection by a local health department last week found that the restaurant was not keeping its lettuce and beans at proper temperatures, according to Business Insider. Samaritan's Purse, the Christian relief group, sent a tractor trailer filled with equipment and supplies from North Carolina headed to Northern California in a bid to help those affected by the devastating wildfires. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association are also headed to the disaster area to pray for victims. 1 John 3:17 asks, "If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. And frankly, I'm getting nervous. I'm not sure we're going to hit this Friday's goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. It's getting really close. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. I urge 10 Worldview listeners to help. We almost got there with 8 donations. Special thanks to Andrea from Omaha, Nebraska for her gift of $24. Kelly in Elgin, Illinois for her gift of $25. Bruce in Maiwapa, New Zealand for his gift of $34. Hannah from Moulton, Alabama for her gift of $100. Naomi in Athens, Illinois for her gift of $220. And Wendy in Goodwater, Alabama for her gift of $500. And we're also grateful to God for Stephen Kelly in Athens, Illinois, and Wilf in Thorhill, Alberta, Canada, each of whom pledged $25 per month for a year. Together, their 8 gifts totaled $1,503. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $25,985 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 86.6% of our goal. If you've been sitting on the sidelines throughout this month, now is the time to get in the game. We need just 4 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 7 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. It would be terrific if we not only reached the $30,000 goal by this Friday, August 3rd, but blew it out of the water. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. If you've been waiting until the last minute, we are virtually there. Please give today. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, August 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.